listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I don't think President Trump has a fear of the Lord, the fear of the wrath of God, which leads one to more humility.
Yeah, I think we have plenty of biblical evidence that God does in fact expect secular authorities and earthly rulers to be righteous people.
The Lutheran confessors responded with, well, wait a cotton picking minute here. We'll show you where what we teach is in fact founded in the sacred scriptures, and to show you that we're not innovators, we'll show you from the writings of the fathers that they understood these things the exact same way that we do.
This word, outside of myself, that is the ground of certainty for me.
Wisconsin snowplow drivers, love, issues, etc.
I guess you can get your inspiration for, well, maybe even biblical prophecy or what you think is on par with biblical prophecy just about any place. Apparently, some Christians in Pop American Christianity do. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about Wonder Woman and Aladdin prophecies in our feature this week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough here for the next few minutes of the program. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have four soundbites ready to play for you. We will play them, and then you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and vote, or send your vote to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/issuesetc, and we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in just about a half hour. Joining us for this week in Pop American Christianity to talk about Wonder Woman and Aladdin prophecies, Pastor Chris Roseborough, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Do we have any promises from God that he speaks to us today apart from his external word, that is Holy Scripture?
No, we do not. In fact, Peter himself, the Apostle Peter, this is a fellow who had a religious experience on the Mount of Transfiguration that I think some people in the charismatic movement would probably be willing to sell their mothers into slavery to have. Upon, as he's getting ready to finish his course in his epistle, 2 Peter, here's what he says, and this is rather fascinating. Watch what he points the people that are the disciples now of Jesus as he's getting ready to leave the earth. He says, "We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention to, as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Knowing that, first of all, no prophecy of Scripture. And the word there in Greek is graphes. This is the written scriptures. No prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of men, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Peter, as he's getting ready to leave this life, and he was crucified upside down, he's pointing people to the written word of God, not to an internal voice or living prophets or anything of the sort. He's saying, pay attention to the graphes, the scriptures, the written word of God. They are a light shining in a dark place. So that's the place that we can know with certainty we can go, and we will be hearing the voice of God. And we've got none other than Peter as an authority on this.
So where, from whence are some in Pop American Evangelicalism, or in this case, I think we're talking Pop Australian Evangelicalism in at least one case, where are they drawing their quote-unquote inspiration?
Well, they claim that God doesn't do anything on the earth apart from speaking to his prophets or his prophetesses. In this particular case, we're going to be listening to a prophetess. And that because God can speak through anything, God is speaking all over the place. And thankfully, he's reestablished the prophetic office within the church so that we can hear the thing that God is speaking right now, these fresh now words from God. At least that's the claim.
This is, I should, when I say mainstream, I mean common, not orthodox. This is mainstream evangelicalism, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the sad part, is that, you know, 10 years ago, if we were talking about this, it would still be kind of out there on the fringe. But this is the mainstream now of evangelicalism. People claiming to have received direct revelations from God, them checking in with the Elijah list on the internet, as if, you know, kind of filling the gap now that the horoscopes used to play. And, you know, somebody would open up their newspaper in back in the day and read their horoscope. There are Christians who literally are checking in with the Elijah list on a daily basis to hear what the prophets have to say today so that they can plan their week out and hear the fresh thing that God is speaking into this new season and stuff like that.
So from whom are we going to hear, and what initially are we going to be hearing?
All right, to give you an example of these fresh words that apparently God is speaking, we're going to be listening to three sound bites from an Australian prophetess who has literally become a rock star in the NAR in charismatic evangelicalism. Her name is Lana Vosser. She lives down in Brisbane, Australia, and she literally travels the world in order to give prophetic words that God is speaking supposedly now. And this is a recent example. She had traveled to the United States, and as part of her sermon that she gave, she wanted to reveal the latest thing that God was speaking. And it revolves around the lyrics to one of the songs from the Disney movie Aladdin.
But I'm sitting with the Lord one day again, having a coffee, and I hear the Lord say to me, do you want me to share with you what I'm saying right now? I said, yes, Lord. All of a sudden, a song starts playing in my head so loudly, but I can hear it like the Lord is singing this song. Now, as I'm going to share, I'm going to read you the lyrics of this particular song. Don't get caught up on the fact that this is from a Disney movie. I'm just going to say that, because when I've shared this before, some people got upset because they said God can't speak through a Disney movie. I believe God can speak through whatever he wants, right? I heard the song A Whole New World from the movie Aladdin. And the Lord was singing this song, and I thought, that's crazy. Like, I don't understand. So I got the lyrics up, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. Now, on a magic carpet ride. God is not going to take us on a magic carpet ride, right? Okay. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go or say that you're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. A whole new world with every turn a surprise. Every moment I will follow the red letters. Come on. Come on. I don't know. I'll chase those red letters everywhere, anywhere there's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
What I want to know, Chris, is if the entire song is actually what Jesus was singing to her, why not a magic carpet ride? It's Jesus, yeah, after all, right?
Yeah, well, magic is evil, you know. So this is just crazy. My question is, do we need to add this to the Psalms? You know, this is now Psalm 151. Now, so I don't know what to think about this, except to say that there is no way that that is a message from God. Now, let me explain. The question is, where can I go and know with certainty I'm hearing the voice of God? It's not whether, you know, theoretically God is capable of speaking through different venues. Like, sure, God is capable of whispering in the wind if he chooses. And we know that God at one point actually spoke through the donkey of Balaam. That is not to say that we are to somehow be going into, you know, and talking with our farm animals and seeing if God is speaking through them. That's not it. The question is, where can we go? And Scripture is very clear that all of the written word of God is theonoustos. And according to Scripture, it is profitable for correcting, for teaching, rebuking, training in righteousness. And according to the Apostle Paul at the tail end of 2 Timothy chapter 3, that Scripture itself is sufficient to equip the saints of God for every good work. So we have a body of texts that we know are inspired from God, and every time you open up your Bible, God is speaking to you through Scripture. But as opposed to, you know, what this woman is saying, the words of the prophet Jeremiah come to mind from Jeremiah 23. Here's what Jeremiah the prophet wrote regarding the false prophets and prophetesses of his day from verse 16. Thus says Yahweh Sabaoth, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak the visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. He goes on to say, I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people. And they would have turned them from their evil and from the evil of their deeds. And so you'll note over and again, one of the hallmarks of somebody who's not hearing from God, but claiming to, is they fill people with vain imagination, vain hopes, rather than turning them from their sins. And so Jesus gets kicked to the curb, and the message of repentance and the forgiveness of sins and law and gospel, which is how we are to rightly understand the written word in both law and gospel terms, all of that falls by the wayside. And instead, they basically tell you that, oh, you are the bee's knees and God's going to do something amazingly wonderful in your life if you just will listen to him, or do what this prophetess is saying, especially giving money. That's always seems to go with that, by the way.
What is next, Chris?
She's going to exegete and give a fresh prophecy based upon the Aladdin revelation.
Now, do you know in the movie Aladdin, I haven't seen it since I was like really little, but right before Aladdin invites Jasmine onto the carpet ride for them to go and fly around, he says to her, do you trust me? And she grabs his hand and says, I trust you. She had no idea where she was going. She had no idea what it was going to look like. But she said, okay. He pulls her up on the carpet ride and they go for an amazing ride. But the destination, it wasn't about the destination, it was about the journey. From way up here, it's crystal clear. When I'm with you, I can see like I've never seen before. It was about the place of trust, and when she trusted, she went up higher. And then a whole new world opened up. So I prophesy over you this morning that all those areas where God is saying, do you trust me? As you hold his hand and you say, yes, I do, Lord, a whole new world is going to open up before you. The perspective of God is going to open up for you in a whole new way. God is going to take you on a radical, amazing adventure. But he's asking the question, are you all in? Are you all in? Are you ready? Are you willing? However it looks, whenever I show up, wherever I take you, are you all in? Are you living in a place where I say, I will not allow fear to keep me bound anymore? Because as we live in fear, we lose our passion. We live in fear. We live contained. We lose our fire. But stepping out on the edge and throwing ourselves completely into his arms, you come alive. I come alive.
I don't know, Chris, that wasn't much of a prophecy because it was just kind of like whatever happens next to you in your life, I just know that I told you it was going to happen. Something's going to happen next. That's
well,
about all
he's
the
gonna take you. He's going to take you on an adventure, you know. What does that mean? I have no idea. So apparently God's going to take us on an adventure, but you're going to note here the stipulation. The stipulation is you have to be all in. You have to be radically and fully committed, even if the thing that God is going, the adventure that God is going to take you on is not what you expected, or it might even seem absurd. You have to be ready to put away all fears, all doubts, all concern for your own self-respect and be ready to just go with whatever the thing is, that the adventure that God's going to lead you on, and you have to just trust him fully. And you're going to note there that that is a complete twisting of the law of God, and it's an artificial law, it's a false law, and it requires 100% commitment on your part. Well, my question would be, who of us can say that we're fully committed, 100%, and that there's no hesitation or there's no sin inside of us? I mean, if you really want to test this, we could test it with, like, you know, a place where we know God has commanded certain things from us. Maybe like, you know, from the Ten Commandments, where we're told that we will have no other gods before God, or that we are not to take God's name in vain and to keep the Sabbath day holy, to honor our parents, our father and our mother, that we shouldn't murder, that we shouldn't commit adultery, that we shouldn't steal, that we shouldn't slander, that we shouldn't covet, you know, things like this. And so my question would be, well, since we have this word from God, and this requires and demands our perfect obedience, we should use that as a barometer to gauge whether or not we're really fully committed and 100% in and ready to go with God. And when you put it in those terms, then you realize, whoa, maybe I'm not as committed as I thought because I'm not keeping these commandments perfectly. You see, when you apply just law and gospel to these so-called prophecies, you're going to note that over and again, they demand perfect, blind obedience, but a type of obedience that nobody is giving if you really understand Scripture and what God's law already requires of us.
It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about Wonder Woman and Aladdin prophecies with Pastor Chris Rosebro. We'll hear a little bit more from Lana Vazor about her Aladdin-inspired prophecy after this. A dazzling place I never knew, but now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a hole.
This year, keep Christ at the center of your holiday reading list with the Lutheran Witness magazine. Enjoy articles on the Virgin Mary, family Advent activities, candlelight services, and more. The December issue even includes a special Christmas gift guide for Lutherans. Visit cph.org/witness to start or renew your subscription or to purchase a gift subscription for a loved one this Christmas. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
The saints at Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in downtown Marion, Ohio, invite you to join us as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, which he won for us in his perfect life, death, and resurrection. Sunday school for all ages begins at 9:15 a.m. with a divine service following at 10:30. Visit our website, gethsemane-lcms.org, or find us on Facebook to learn more about our confessional, historical, and liturgical congregation.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity, you're listening to Issues Etc.
That "for you" in the preaching goes all the way through the Scripture. In fact, Peter picks up on it when he deals with Christian suffering in his first epistle. The people are asking Peter, why are we suffering so much? And Peter's basic response to the question of suffering is this: Christ also suffered.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Hey, how come there's suffering in the world? Christ also suffered. Hey, how come things are so bad? Christ also suffered. Six times he says it. Christ also suffered. And he says it like this in there: Christ also suffered for you.
You can listen to Pastor Wolf Miller's teaching, Making the Case of Jesus for You, on an audio DVD from the 2017 Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. We'll send it to you for a recommended donation of $300 to Issues Etc. Just click the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Just looking at the raw data, we see that in each cycle, embryos are lost along the way. I don't understand how you could even call that a pro-life approach to making babies.
We're drawing the biblical distinction between justification and sanctification. So Lutheranism is about being faithful to the biblical witness in both, and they are distinct.
It's a form of theological robbery that steals away every blessing that the Lord wants us to have and replaces it with this tinfoil, tinsel, fake, plastic nonsense.
Each one of us, all 7 billion, all have these magical divine destinies from forever where we're all going to change the world.
In about 20 minutes, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You'll hear those 4 soundbites in their entirety and get an opportunity to vote on one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're hearing about Wonder Woman and Aladdin prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith is our guest. Chris, let's hear what you have for us next. What's it going to be?
All right, we're going to hear the Wonder Woman prophecy, and you're going to note that there's a feature to this that requires Lana Vosser to do something that Scripture forbids, and that's the reading of omens. I'll explain that after the soundbite, though.
Wonder Woman. And I felt like the Lord went, he gave me a wink. Come on, Lana, follow me. I'm like, okay, I don't know where we're going. Now, why am I telling you this, especially to do with the topic power? Because from that point, I put a photo on Facebook randomly and said, hey, here's a prophetic kind of interesting thing today. You know, when God asks you to do things you don't understand, I just bought a Wonder Woman teddy bear. And women all over the world started messaging me and emailing me saying things like this. I've been dreaming about Wonder Woman. I don't even watch the show and she's been in my dreams. My husband bought me Wonder Woman memorabilia. I've never watched it. I don't even like Wonder Woman. Other people are sending me things. I'm getting random gifts like regarding Wonder Woman. I'm thinking, okay, the Lord's on this. He's trying to tell me something. So I sit with the Lord, and what does he say to me? Lana, I highlighted Wonder Woman as a prophetic picture of my daughters right now. I am leading them deeper into the place of wonder, and up shall they arise as the warriors running in my power. They shall run in the authority and the power of my name in ways that they never have. They will run into the enemy's camp. Fear will no longer contain them, but they will take the authority that I've given them, and they will begin to run. He said, you watch and see, Lana. Now is the time where I'm going to raise up my daughters in the power of my spirit. The limitations that have held them back, the fear, the containment, I'm breaking it off. For such a time as this, I'm positioning women. So I'm typing up this prophetic word, and somebody sends me an interview by a guy on Sid Roth, the American Christian interview show, and he had a dream, and the Lord spoke to him about the last move of the Spirit of God across the earth, and one thing that he saw was a woman running towards him in this dream, and as he's running, she's running, he realizes it's Wonder Woman.
Okay, what happened there?
It's a hot mess, that's all I gotta say, but it begins with her claiming that she saw a Wonder Woman plush toy or a teddy bear kind of toy and that she felt a prompting to purchase it. She photographed it, put it on her social media, and everybody chimed in and said, oh man, I've been having dreams about Wonder Woman and stuff. And she realized that God is speaking through this Wonder Woman plush doll thingy. By the way, this in Scripture, there's a category for this. It falls under the category of divination and fortune telling, and it's something called the reading of omens. When you look out at the world, maybe I'm sitting here in the pirate cave and a little bird flies up on my windowsill. See, that's an omen, a sign that God's trying to get my attention. Scripture actually explicitly forbids the reading of omens, which was the thing that began this so-called Wonder Woman prophecy. And once she was keyed in on the fact that God was speaking through these Wonder Woman omens, she then claimed to receive a direct revelation, which I would dare you to tell me what the details of that prophecy were, because it was so nonsensical and unspecific and fuzzy, it could mean just about anything. And that's kind of the point. And so rather than the clear word of God, which we have in the written word of God, which points us to Christ and what he has done for us, and God's law in it that convicts us of our sin and shows us a need for a Savior, over and again, these types of prophecies cross biblical boundaries and engage in fortune telling and divination and things that Scripture forbids. And people are exchanging the clear word of God that we have in Scripture for these other things that don't point us to Christ, but point us to ourselves and make us feel that we're really important or something like that. And these are tools of the devil. This is just straight up deception that we're getting from people like Lana Vosser.
Twice we heard her say that she was having, I think the first time she said she was having coffee with Jesus. No mention of the Bible, just sitting there in her mind, kind of at the kitchen table with Jesus, having coffee, waiting to hear what he might say. Would your advice for someone who says, I'd like to try that, what would your advice be? I'm just going to sit down, pour a cup of coffee, and I'm going to see what Jesus has to say to me.
Don't do that. I would say whatever you do, don't do it. Jesus hasn't promised to have coffee with you. Instead, I would point you to this, where Jesus has promised to be. If you really want to, quote unquote, experience Jesus, let me tell you where he has promised to be. Attend a liturgical confessional Lutheran church this Sunday. And you're going to have a talk with the pastor, because you may not be ready for this particular experience. But let me put it this way. Once the pastor gives you the entree to come to the Lord's table, then what will happen is that you will go to the altar during the church service, and the pastor is going to come around and he's going to look you in the eye and he's going to say, take, eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And then somebody will follow him and say it with a cup and say, take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. You want to have an experience with Jesus. Listen, we have experiences with Jesus on a weekly basis in our churches, and we literally feast on the body and blood of Christ broken and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins, and Christ has promised to be there for us every single week, assuring us of our forgiveness, assuring us that we are bled for and died for, and assuring us that he has reconciled us to the Father and basically propitiated the wrath of God by bleeding and dying for our sins. So if you want to have an experience with Jesus, believe me, the place to have it is at a confessional Lutheran church, where the body and blood of Christ are there for you every single Sunday for the forgiveness of your sins.
Chris, someone's going to say, look, I heard what she has to say, and you're right. These prophecies are just kind of mumbo jumbo, and they're so general that they could mean anything to anyone. So what's the harm of her thinking she hears from Jesus?
The harm is this, is that Scripture literally forbids what she's doing. This is a breaking of the second commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. She is breaking the second commandment and breaking it egregiously. And in so doing, she is deceiving people. This is not something that is just neutral or something that isn't dangerous. This is something that is explicitly forbidden in the Ten Commandments. She is breaking a commandment against the first table of the commandments, which is the table that deals with our relationship with God. She is blaspheming. That is exactly what she is doing. This is not some harmless fortune-telling or horoscope reading or anything like that. She is claiming direct revelation from God that is not only mumbo-jumbo, it's stupid, but she is literally breaking the second commandment. And in so doing, she is invoking the very wrath of God. And we would note this, that those who break the second commandment, over and again, God reserves the strongest and most severe punishments for. So this is not some small thing. This is ginormous that what she's doing.
Chris, before we let you go, what kind of dumpster diving for Jesus, as you say, are you going to be dealing with tonight on Fighting for the Faith?
Okay, so you're not going to believe this, but we actually have a sermon that we're going to be listening to where we're going to hear the vision casting leader claim that the reason why the Magi visited Mary and Joseph with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh is because they were faithful tithers and they sacrificially gave at Jesus' dedication.
All right. Be sure to listen to Chris Roseboro and Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour, right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseboro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show every day called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
You can listen to Chris Roseboro's teaching, Making the Case Against Modern-Day Prophets and Apostles, on an audio DVD from our summer and fall Making the Case conferences. It contains almost 20 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing. We'll send you a conference audio DVD from both conferences for a suggested year-end donation of $300 to Issues Etc. Just look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org or call Lynn at 618-223-8385, an audio DVD from our 2017 Making the Case conferences. When we come back, we're going to round off this week and today's broadcast of Issues Etc., playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you, our listeners. Give us a call and vote for one of the soundbites when we start playing. 1-877-623-6943.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Double your donation to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. A special challenge offers a dollar-for-dollar match on any amount donated by the end of the year. Metro East Lutheran engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provides an alternative to secular public high schools. You can make a year-end tax-deductible contribution at melhs.org or call 618-656-0043. 40 years greatly blessed. Metro East Lutheran High School.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at lutheranpublicradio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
The cross is always relevant. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Comfort, comfort, ye my people, for unto us a child is born. Good news of great joy, the titles of Christ, the Magnificat. These are some of the Christmas card themes produced by Ad Crucem. Send a greeting card this Christmas season that's centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. AdCrucem.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com. ADCRUCEM.com.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook. facebook.com/Luther Academy.